James chapter 1, I am experiencing this word that I'm giving you. So I want to make that disclaimer, amen, that I am being processed with the word that I'm giving you, amen. I don't know if anybody ever gets perfected in this, but this is something that I'm being processed in myself. So if you get convicted and say, oh, he's preaching at me, no, I'm preaching at me. Amen. But I might be preaching at you too. But I'm going to give you something that I know that's going to help you, because God is moving us all into greater places of authority, greater places of graduation. Some of the things that God's looking for in our graduation is how we make decisions, how we handle difficult situations. How many of you have a very difficult situation that you're in right now? Raise your hand. How many of you have encountered a very difficult situation in the last 30 days? Raise your hand. All right, good. So we've got about 90% here. All right. How many of you are in a situation you don't have the answer for? Raise your hand. All right. See that? You're in a situation you don't have the answer for. That's actually a good thing. Amen. So I'm going to show you how to get God to work for you. I'm learning how to get God to work for me. Amen. There's a process to get God involved. Amen. So we're going to talk about today wisdom for the double-minded. The double-minded, say the double-minded. And when we read that, nobody thinks they're double-minded. Well, that's not me. When you read that, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. They don't. I'm going to give you a new revelation on what it is for double-minded, this whole revelation of asking for wisdom. Praise God. So James 1 verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, say wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, or he giveth without finding fault, and it shall be given him. God giveth liberally, you have to believe that. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The word double-minded means actually a two-spirited man, a two-operational man or woman. Because what happens in a situation, every one of us, no matter who we are going to find ourselves in difficult situations or circumstances we don't have control over. There are going to be situations that we don't have the answer for. And when you have a situation that needs fixing, amen, but we don't know how to fix it, if we go and proceed to try to fix something we don't know how to fix, you're going to make it worse on you and everybody around you. You can make it 10 times worse, 20 times worse, 100 times worse, depending on what part of you is going to fix it. Amen? And so what happens in life, we encounter these situations. These situations are by God's design, or God allows them to come in our life, and they can frustrate us to the nth degree. We can move to frustration. We can move to irritation. Like my daughter yesterday, she goes, Dad, why are you so irritated when you talk to me? She goes, what are you irritated about? Sometimes when you're talking to somebody and you're irritated, they're not the one you're irritated at. You're irritated about something else. It's just coming out to the nearest person, the person nearest to you. They come into your atmosphere of irritation. Amen. Somebody comes up in your atmosphere of irritation. We should be having an atmosphere of peace. We got an atmosphere of irritation. They come up in that, they're going to get to feel your irritation. Now, I didn't walk around in irritation all day, but that particular moment I was, and she walked up into it. Poor baby. I've walked into hers. You know what my defense was? Well, I walk into yours sometime too. She goes, I knew you were going to say that. It's easy to tell on yourself after you get processed, you know. What happens, we get into situations that we were able to fix in a time that God allowed us to operate in our own strength. But as we grow, develop, and mature, especially when we move into the graduations of God, He's not going to let you fix it anymore. He's not going to let the old pattern fix the new way. The old way is not going to fix the new way anymore. But you're going to try to do that. Because it worked before, it might work again. Amen? So you bring the old into the new, and it doesn't happen. Makes it worse. And then the more you do it, you start getting very frustrated, and then you start getting angry because everything's out of control and nothing can be fixed. And the more I do it, the more I am actually fueling a part of me that God's trying to put down. This is actually dethroning the soul part 100. This is dethroning the soul in another area. One thing we're talking about, strongholds. We're going to be talking about decision making and the difficult things of life. We're all going to face difficult things. And until we learn, the chief wisdom of all things is I can do nothing of myself. The quicker you can arrive to that situation, the quicker you're going to start getting in position for God to help you, for God to answer you and give you solutions. Amen? I'm going to give you a train of what the Lord showed me by revelation. It's not going to happen until you surrender. One of the things He was saying, He goes, let Him ask of wisdom. Most of the time when you're asking of wisdom, there's a lot of different wisdom. I mean, there's wisdom for the mysteries of God. I've got all that. But this particular type of wisdom here, He's saying ask in faith. This is wisdom to solve problematic situations of life that you can't fix. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking for wisdom. You would already fixed it. You're not going to ask for wisdom of something you already know how to do. You're going to ask for wisdom on things that are beyond you, out of your control. Isn't it amazing how we mature in God, how quickly we encounter situations that are outside of our ability to deal with or our ability to control? Now, you can come and control it, but if you do it with a heavy hand, you're going to make it 100 times worse. If you try to fix it with your soul, you're going to make it 10 times worse, depending on what's going on in you. And what He's saying here, He says, if any of you lack wisdom in a situation of your life, let him ask of God, who will give you liberally, but God will not compete. Say, God will not compete. Let him ask in faith. There is going to be a challenging in your faith. It's not just standing there in faith, asking for wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. The challenge is there's going to be two different things operating here. A double-spirited man. The Spirit of God is going to be the soul. In every decision, there's only two foundations it's going to come out of. Either your spirit or your soul. The old man, the new man. What happens when we ask of God so many times, instead of waiting on God to come and answer, waiting on God's Spirit to come over us, what happens is the soul rises up. How many of you ever had this happen? Every one of you should put your hand up on that one. The soul will also want to fix it. What is the fruit of the soul? Impatience. Frustration, impetulance. I mean, it wants the answer and it wants it now. It wants to fix it and it wants to fix it now. And it'll fix it no matter what it feels, whether it's angry, frustrated, irritated. If you walk into a situation angry, frustrated, irritated, and you try to fix something, nothing's going to happen but slaughter. Everything around you is going to get slaughtered. Not only do you have to fix the situation that wasn't fixed, you're also going to have to fix all the people that just got slaughtered for trying to fix something that was unfixable by your soul. You can say amen right now. If you keep trying to do it, it makes it worse. And to handle things in this manner will never cause a graduation in our life. We're not going to graduate and operate as kings when we function and make our decisions out of the soul realm. Wisdom is not going to compete. What do you think he said? Why did he say, let him ask of faith? Nothing wavering. Do not waver, for a double-spirited man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think that he'll receive anything. He's tossed like the waves of the sea. Why? Because there's two parts of you going to try to fix the solution. One's going to surrender to God. The other one's going to try to make it happen. How many of you ever try to go make it happen? How many of you got the impulse? You got the impulse on you. And when it comes by impulsive behavior, there is something fueling that. Sometimes the enemy will jump all over that situation because he wants to make a situation that can be easily corrected by God 10 to 100 times worse. And he wants to create another fire off the fire that's burning. And if you move into a situation when a fire is burning with your soul, you're going to have 5 fires now. And all you're going to do in life is put out fires that the old man creates. Can I have an amen? Can I get a witness? But here's the deal. Until we understand that we can't do this, we're going to keep doing it. And the Lord whispered something to me this morning. He said, son, it's really all about confidence in me. He goes, you have confidence in me in certain areas, but in certain areas you don't. So you have confidence in your own self to do it. You have confidence in your own self. But then what happens is you keep doing it through your own self. You'll lose confidence in your own self to fix things. That's not a bad thing. Listen, this, a lot of you are able to do a lot of things, but as you grow up in the Lord, you're not able to do it that way anymore. And you start losing confidence in yourself. That's not a bad thing if you really understand what's going on, because God's trying to shift that behavior. God is trying to shift that off of ourself, off of our soul, onto His Spirit. He wants us to start putting more confidence in Him and not ourselves. To do that, there's going to have to be a surrender. There's going to have to be a challenge of faith where we say, God, I can't do this. I come to you for the wisdom. But before we get the wisdom, God is going to see which person's going to win out. Is it going to be spirit or flesh? He goes, because I'm not going to give you the wisdom if your soul's going to keep overriding what I'm saying. If your soul's going to keep moving in and doing things its own way, there has to be a time that we stop the process. Amen. There has to be a time that we begin to learn confidence in God, that God will speak to me in this area. God will handle this situation, but it's not going to be my old man doing it. It's going to be God doing it. Less confidence in myself, more confidence in Him. Amen? To do that, it requires a process. You're going to get frustrated. There's going to be frustrations in your life. Sometimes it gets to anger. Sometimes it gets to rage because it gets so out of order. The soul gets so out of order. It doesn't like being out of control. The soul is crazy. He's dysfunctional to the nth degree because he is part of the old man. And every time he tries to fix things in God's order, in God's system, he will fail every time. He does not, is not qualified to function or make decisions on the behalf of the kingdom of God. Because he's of an old order. Only the Spirit is qualified. And God is only going to add his wisdom when the soul has been put down. But the double-spirited man will become unstable. We're back to the dethroning of the soul. This time we're not talking about strongholds. Well, we could be, but we're talking about the nature in which we deal with difficult conflict resolution. We're all going to have it. You're going to get uncomfortable in life. You're going to have a situation, whether in work, whether at home, whether in church, ministry, vocation, that you're going to be put into an uncomfortable situation that's out of your control. Your ducks are not going to be a row there like you like them. You're going to walk in, it's going to be a situation, it's not going to be the way you like it. And you're not going to fix it, because the last 10 times you try to fix it, you get the same result. Every time you do it, you're getting worse and worse and worse results. So here's what we do. I walk away. I let go and I walk away. Listen, that doesn't fix the problem either. I run. I'm just going to avoid it altogether. That will keep me from feeling pain. You're going to be an island to yourself. That's pain. I run from the pain. I remember when Rick Joyner went to heaven, one of the persons he talked to there said, listen, never. They said, never run from your pain until you know what it's there for. They said, don't waste your trials. Your trials of life are there. Don't run from them until you understand what they're there for. Listen, there are situations out of our control. Give me a show of hands. In the last 30 days, have you had a situation out of your control that frustrated you? You see what I mean? Now what God wants to do is teach us how to handle this. So the first thing is, I can't run from it, because I found out if I run from it, it's still there. How many of you ever ran from something and you can't run from it? There are certain things you can avoid, certain people, you know, they're on the West Coast, you're on the East Coast, but there's certain things you can't run from. They're front and center all the time. You wake up and there it is. Whoop, there it is. And you can't run from it. You're faced with it. My God, change them. Do something, God. Do something. So what you do is you can't run from it because it's in your face every day. How many of you got something up in your face every day you can't run from? That makes it worse. It's fine if I can run from it. At least I don't feel the pain, you know. You know what I'm talking about. I know I'm talking to you. I did say I'm talking to me too. Didn't I say that? Right. Amen. So, in the situation, when I can't run from, when it's up in my face, that makes it worse. Because I can't fix it, and I can't get rid of it. If I could just get rid of it, or if I could fix it. Because that's when the frustration starts, because you are locked into something. You're in a continual cycle you can't fix, and you can't get rid of it. You can't run from far enough from it because it's there. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? How do I deal with pain that's up in my face? Uncomfortableness that's up in my face? I can't fix it. I can't run from it. God is there right in the middle of it. Says, they are going to grow up. Because the whole design of the matter is to realize you're not going to fix this the way you've been doing it. You're going to have to co-labor with me to fix this situation. How there's a noble thought in the midst of your pain. You're going to need God. More importantly, you're going to need confidence that God is going to help you. That doesn't mean he's going to go tear them a new one and rescue you. He's not going to do that. God's going to rip them and rescue me. That's not going to happen. That very rarely happens. God, go give them a piece of your mind of how they've treated me. Do it, Father. That's not how God does that. But God will help you. But you're going to have to ask in faith. And you're going to have to hold the line when you start asking for wisdom in this area. For God to intervene, he's going to intervene by counsel, knowledge, understanding, but he's also going to intervene by his spirit and the nature of his spirit. Because the wisdom you're asking for three chapters later, the wisdom that it's from above is first pure. And it's peaceable. And it's gentle. You're not going to be able to walk in there with a heavy hand. You're going to have the spirit of gentleness and peace on you. If you're not ready to handle a situation, don't walk in there. Like, all you got to do is sit down and communicate. That's not going to fix it either if you're full of yourself. Because all you're going to do is walk in with a soul, with a heavy hand. All y'all going to do is just fight, fight, fight. Strive. There's a time to talk. There's a time you talk, but if you're not ready to talk, don't walk up into the conversation. If you've got a fire burning in you, before you talk, you're going to have a fire burning when you talk, and you're going to make it 10 times worse. The fire is burning is the soul man, and he's in full control, and he does not like being out of control, and he's coming to fix the situation. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. Am I talking to anybody today? So talking it out doesn't always fix it either until you're ready to talk it out. Go to chapter 3 for a minute. I want you to see this. James 3. Because it said, let him ask for wisdom. Let me show you what you're asking for. Because he's actually still carrying this whole thing, conflict resolution. Look at verse 8. The tongue can no man tame. Unruly evil, full of deadly poison. See, if you let it out at the wrong time, it's going to make it worse for you and everybody. He says, verse 11, does the fountain send forth from the same place sweet water and bitter? You see that? It's not supposed to, but it does. We can be in the spirit in church, but walk right out there and handle conflict resolution in the flesh. And God is saying, listen, everything's got to come in the kingdom. Not just the preaching. Not just the worshiping. Not just when you see everybody in church and smile everybody and love everybody and then you go out there and start handling things out there. The Lord told me, said, there's never going to be a time you're not going to have difficult situations. Don't even think that there's time, but there is a time you'll learn how to handle that situation with my spirit. To do that, the soul man has to be dethroned. I will, he told me this, not add my wisdom until the soul of the man is dethroned. If your soul is not dethroned, God is not going to compete. He's not going to get in there. Here, let me help you out here. No, if that's the way you're going to handle it with a soul, then he's going to let you handle it. How many of you done it with a soul and got the fruit of it? Raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about. And how many of you knew you weren't supposed to do it, but you just had to make that phone call? Raise your hand. You just had, because why? You were itching. How many of you got that itch? It's like, you know, I got to do it right now. How many of you did that? Just crank that Harley up and get on. Let's go. Come on. Because you're feeling contentious. What do you think's going to come out of that conversation? At the time, you're feeling good. If you don't confront the person, you can go tell somebody else. You start talking to them. I want to tell you what's going on with that person over there. It makes you feel better when you unload. Sometimes there's spirits involved. They'll fuel your flesh. They'll fuel. Why? Because they want to create a fire to the tongues, a world of iniquity. It sets on fire the course of nature. It'll set on fire the old man. It wants to create fire. God wants to not only put fire out, but he wants to bring the conflict. He wants to bring a resolution, but it's got to be done by his spirit. And the first thing that has to happen is the soul has to bow. He said, the wisdom from above you're asking for. Look at this in James. He said, what? It's first what? First pure, peaceable, gentle. If you're not operating in pureness, the spirit of pureness, peace, gentleness, mercy, don't go into the situation. If you're frustrated, irritated, angry, what do you think is going to happen when you move into the conflict resolution? What's going to be sown there? Irritation, frustration, anger. And if they're of the angry sort too, well, now you got a fire. Because now you got to fight. They like to fight too. Or if you're confronting something in them, how many want to know what I'm talking about? Cujo versus Cujo. There's nothing going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath. And then you're both going to feel sorry for it afterwards. You're going to go apologize and you didn't learn anything. But how to repent afterwards. How many of you did a professional cleanup? Raise your hand. After you did it, you know you weren't supposed to do it. And you did it, it's like, oh God, that didn't go well. But I sure felt good at the time. And then when you come back to the spirit, like, oh, I can't believe I did that. And then you go through, forgive me, Father. And you got to call him up. You got to humble yourself. Wouldn't it have been better to come in humble? Then you got to go humble yourself. I'm sorry. Instead, you should have went to God before when you feel the fire burning. Does anybody, do I have a witness? When you feel it burning, husbands, wives, it doesn't matter, workplace, it's all over the place. When you feel it and you're out of sorts and you're out of alignment and you're feeling the frustration, the first thing to do is, God, I'm coming to the throne of grace. I come to the throne of grace. The Bible says all things are naked and open before the eyes of him whom we had to do. He's not just administering mercy there. He said to find grace in your time of need. You're in need of some serious grace to handle that situation. But here's the fight of faith. This is what you're asking for. God's wisdom is going to come through pureness. It's going to come by peace. It's going to come by gentleness. It's going to come by mercy. And it's going to be delivered that way. And if you're not in that spirit, you won't deliver God's wisdom. You won't have the resolution. All that's going to come out of it is fire conflict. That's what he says there in James 3. He said, here, just read this. I want to show this to you. He says, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom cometh not from above. You see the difference? We cannot find the council seat of God if we're functioning from the position of our soul. when we get into a situation that's out of our control, the first thing that has to do, we have to bow that so low. We've got to get him out of the way. We're going to have to get his nature out of the way. And we have to realize, this is what I'm doing now. So you are not qualified to make these decisions. I know that when I minister, my soul's not qualified to minister. But now in the decision making, I said, so you are not qualified to make decisions of this nature. These are kingdom level decisions. You are not qualified. You are of an old order. Therefore, you will bow. And some, there's a struggle to bow that thing down. Sometimes if he's on fire, it's hard to bow it down. That's not the time to go rushing in. That's the time to stay away from the situation until you get the Spirit of God upon your life. Till the soul is bowed, until the Spirit of God, until wisdom's coming in. You'll know. How do I know when wisdom's first with me? Peace, pureness, peace, gentleness, humility. You'll have the nature of wisdom to handle the situation. If that's not on you, don't go try to fix it. It's an unfixable situation. You'll make worse by fixing it through the old man. How many of you know what I'm talking about? But when that soul is bowed down properly and you start feeling the gentleness, see, there's a shift in the way you feel, the way you think. Now the Spirit's coming over you. Now gentleness, peace, humility, truth. Now I can hear from God. Now I'm in a position to hear. Because what you're thinking you're hearing from God when you're saying, God, come and fix this person, you're not. You're in the flesh. It's no different than calling fire down from heaven on them. We're in the wrong spirit. So we're not going to have the counsel. And God's saying, if we don't stand there and ask in faith and wait for him to shift us, then what's going to happen is we're going to function a double-minded operation, double spirit. And it's unstable. It creates instability everywhere. Amen? But if we'll wait and surrender until the Spirit of God comes on, the first thing we need to do is move into an atmosphere of wisdom. Say atmosphere. I need to get my soul bowed until an atmosphere of wisdom is prevalent in my life. What does that look like? It looks like pureness, it's peace, it's gentleness, it's humility, it's mercy. Everything different than where you were. Until that atmosphere gets on me, God's not going to speak. He's not going to speak in an atmosphere of frustration. He's not going to speak a solution to you in an atmosphere of anger, petulance, impatience, impulsiveness. He doesn't speak. He will let you run like that. And whatever happened, happened. But God's not going to intervene until all that's bowed down. That's what he's saying. Let him ask in faith. Wait for my answer. Wait for wisdom's going to come first with an atmosphere, second with a counsel. Wisdom's not going to fix your situation until you get into her atmosphere. Say atmosphere. That means the Spirit of God must be over it. So when you think about this situation, when you're meditating about the situation, if you're on fire, you're not in her atmosphere. If you're frustrated, you're not in her atmosphere. If you're impatient and petulant, you're not in her atmosphere. Amen? But if you move and shift, and when you get into peace, I can hold this situation in peace, then I'm in the beginning of wisdom now. I'm in the beginning of her solution to the problem. Now that I've found her atmosphere, I can receive her counsel. Amen? Because I cannot have that with the old man. Listen, where God's taken us to graduate us, it will require we make decisions in very difficult situations. We're going to have to make decisions out of wisdom's atmosphere, which means we're going to have to live where she dwells, not in the flesh. Listen, you're going to feel the flesh. Nobody's not going to feel that. That doesn't mean that's who you are. That means that is the old man the enemy's trying to empower. When you feel the flesh, you've got to know what to do with it, but don't run. And release its nature. Because it'll get us nowhere. That's why God allows us to be processed, by the way, in this. God allows us to get, he allows us to get processed to realize you do this enough, you already know the outcome. How many of you know that? How many of you have done something like, I already know the outcome if I do that. I already know what's going to happen, so I'm not doing it. I'm not venturing in. Boy, you want to. But I won't. I refrain. I let go. Everyone say, let go. Now I'm realizing what wisdom's looking for is me first, the dethroning of the old man, the soul. I have to move in her atmosphere. Once I get in the atmosphere of peace, she'll start talking to me. I might be the problem. They might be the problem. It doesn't matter who the problem is. Now, that doesn't mean just because you're in her atmosphere, she's going to go fix that person. Just like that. But you are now ready to go communicate because you're in the right spirit. Amen? So now you're coming to communicate in the right spirit. I come to communicate in peace. You come in peace. I got knives and swords and blood all over me. What do you think? Do you come in peace, gentleness? So now you can have a communication. Now here's what the Lord's, in the communication, when you release it by wisdom, many, many times that'll resolve the situation right there if both parties are in the spirit of wisdom. Sometimes it won't. This is when God, if you are in the right place and you've already communicated the situation, sometimes if that person or that situation hasn't changed, but you have already communicated, now you can bring it up to God and now you hold it before God. Say, hold it before God and let Him fix the situation at that point. You see that? He'll intervene at this point, but He's not going to intervene on your behalf because your soul is demanding of it. He's not going to do that. God does not intervene on the behalf of the old man. Just because the old man wants him to. God, I say like this, does not respond to the dictation of the old man. You're not going to force his hand. Look, I've already been processed for today anyway. But the Lord said, you're going to learn to do this always. I'm like, do I have to, how long am I going to do this? He goes, always. Because every time you do it the wrong way, the fruit is going to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. The fire is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The more authority you have, the more fire will burn. You want great authority, you have to handle things in the wisdom of God. The Lord spoke to me. He says, listen, in a situation, there's two things required, love and wisdom. Love will cover it, embrace the situation. Love will overlook it. It doesn't mean it will go away. Because love is embracing it, overlooking it, and I choose love over this situation. I just surround it in love. But that doesn't mean it doesn't fix it. Wisdom will fix it. Wisdom will fix it, not you, wisdom. Amen? But wisdom's not going to get involved until you get out of the way. That's what she's saying. Let him ask in faith. You're going to have to get out of the way. And so you get out of the way, you're not going to see the answer show up. You see that? Everyone say amen. It will solve a lot of situations in the way we handle things. Because you're going to get frustrated in family situations. There's business. There's church situations. Ministerial vocation, there's just out there. There are going to be things outside of your realm. We don't have the right anymore to go blow up on things. Amen. God allows that when you're a little child. When you start growing large, He says, you don't have that right anymore. Sorry. You don't have a right. When you're an adult, you're going to act like an adult in the spirit. Oh, I just want the anointing, God, but I can act like the way I want it. No. You want to grow up in God, you got to grow up in all things. This is the big one with God. This is the big one, how you handle conflict resolution. Amen? In the spirit and the things of life. There are governmental decisions that have to be made at times. It doesn't mean just because you're an authority, you can come in and put your hand all over it. If you do, you can make it 100 times worse. We've seen that over the years. But we can also learn how to do this. I remember Bobby G. Merck, we went down there one time. I went down there to grab some dirt from R.G. Letourneau's fields. That's what I was really there for. But I remember this message. She goes, listen, you young apostles, up-and-coming apostles and prophets. I'm thinking, she's not talking to me, but anyway, go ahead. Because she had a bunch of ministers in there. She goes, listen, this is what you don't do in ministry. You don't let it sit there and build and build and build and build and build and build. Because what's going to happen if you're letting something build and build and build and you don't get it resolved, you're going to blow up. She goes, it don't matter how mature any one of us are, if it builds too long without it being resolved, it's going to blow up. And when it does, everyone's going to get slaughtered. And I'm like, oh, because I was right in the middle of a situation. I had just blew up on somebody before I went. So it wasn't good. You know, but here's the deal. to get it resolved, we can do this easy or the hard way. If you'll learn to begin immediately, stop putting confidence in yourself. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not on your own understanding. If you're in a situation that's causing you frustration, you don't have the answer for it. That is the first thing you need to know. Okay, I need to stop right now. I need to start surrendering this right now. A lot of people get the idea of God just calling you to embrace it, just get over it and embrace it. No, God wants to bring you a solution. He wants to teach you and the other parties. He wants you all to learn something from the situation. But to do that, you have to do it His way. So the first thing we do is we got to surrender. Start bringing the throne of grace. And here's a very good thing to do before I close here. Break agreement with it. Say break agreement. Because what happens oftentimes when you get in a situation, a spirit will start fueling your soul. Doesn't mean you got a demon inside you, but it will fuel that thing. It wants to set on fire the course of nature is what the Bible says. It wants to fuel and make a bigger fire. And what happens is you're feeling these thoughts and they feel real to you. You're feeling so justified in what you feel. But after a while, when you walk in the Spirit enough, you'll know, even when you feel that, no, this is not God, no matter how justified I feel, this is not God. And the way that enemy runs videos through you, I mean, they've been doing it a long time. They make you feel, you're right, they're wrong, that's it. How do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, I have a right here. You have a right to die. I have a right to be crucified. And so what happens when you recognize the first thing you got to do is break agreement. I break agreement with what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. I break agreement with this right now. Because the more you agree with it, you'll act on it. You keep agreeing with it, fire is going to want you to act in the midst of the fire. And that's going to create more problems. So the first thing you got to do is break agreement. You got to break agreement. You move it in the throne of grace. Trust the Lord will help you in the process of surrender. You bring it, like Monica said, to the winnowing fork that's in his hand. Father, separate this chaff from this wheat. This is chaff. This is not the Spirit of God. All you got to do is read James 3:17. If it's not pure, peaceable, gentle, if you're not moving out of that spirit, you're in the wrong spirit anyway. That's what Jesus is telling his disciples. Listen, you're up and coming apostle, but you don't even know what spirit you are of right now. He said, if it's not that nature, then break the agreement with it. Amen? And start moving into the place of surrender, presenting it to the winnowing fork, presenting it to the two-edged sword, presenting it to the Lord for burial, baptism, crucifixion. So he removes it. Sometimes you'll have to stay there a little bit. Sometimes you're not going to get that off of you in 5 minutes. You stay there, he'll take it off of you. He'll shift that thing. These are all operations of the throne of grace. Then you can ask. And then what he'll do is start clothing you in his spirit. When he clothes you in peace, then you know you've moved in the right atmosphere. Because you don't need to even go talking to the Father about that person when you're all in a fire. Because everything you're saying out of the wrong spirit. God's not even listening. That's not what you're going to the Lord, Father. I break agreement with this. I do not even trust what I feel right now. I don't trust my own spirit. I don't trust my own mind. I break agreement with this. Until I move into peace, I'm not going to handle this situation. You can't let those thoughts run through you. You got to break agreement because everything you're feeling is wrong. You won't know that until you get in the spirit and you can look at it from the other side like, man, that whole thing was flesh. Demonic flesh. Sensual wisdom, bitter envy and strife. And all it's sent to do is cause division in the ranks. Amen? You can say amen now. Now's the time to amen. But if we start doing this and we start, and the Lord said, I want you to tell the people, I want them and you to develop confidence in this area that I will help you. That I will work with you, but you have to understand how I work with you. I'm not going to work with you when you're operating in the old man. I'm going to work with you when the atmosphere of wisdom is prevalent in your life. I'll work with you for the solution. Then I'll tell you, go to that person, discuss the situation. If they can't hear you, then you can bring it back to me and hold it before me. Say, hold it before me. Say, what is this? Trusting in the Lord, confidence in God, letting Him fix it. You can, if you've talked to them and they can't hear you still, they're just, and you can't get it, but it's still a situation that has to be fixed. You can hold it before God at that point in peace. You can hold it before him. Father, I hold this before you in love. Say love. It's love and wisdom. I hold this situation in love. I hold it in wisdom. And you wait for God to move. And he will move. He'll move and he'll start fixing things. And the Lord said, once you discover confidence in this area, everything about how you make decisions will change. You say, amen? Listen, you can have confidence in God in some areas and have no confidence whatsoever because you're too overly confident in the old way you've done it. And when you find out, you come to the place where the old way doesn't work anymore, you're going to have to develop a new. The hard part is I don't have confidence that God will fix this because I haven't let him do this yet because I haven't known how he does it. But if I can figure out how he does it, how to get him involved, he wants to get involved. Amen? Stop doing what you're doing. Tell your neighbor that. No, I'm just kidding. So if we move in the atmosphere of wisdom, we surrender, then we can communicate. Then if the communication doesn't fix it, we can keep it before God, and God will come and fix it. Once he starts fixing these things, what do we gain by it? Confidence. And when we get confidence in God, we'll have this the rest of our life. We'll start seeing God fix things for us instead of us fixing it. Amen? And we'll start living a whole lot more peaceably in life with a whole lot more confidence in God. And then when big problems occur and everybody's flipping out about it, it's like, God's got this. Don't worry. And you're not doing it religiously. It's like, God's got this. You already know. Look, I've already done this. I've already seen him move. It's not near as bad as you think it is. If the world's not falling apart, God's going to fix all this. Amen? God's going to do it. We're going to do it his way. But you've already seen him do it. You'll see him start fixing things. We need God to fix things. He will if we'll do it his way. Amen? Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. I just want to stand this for a minute. Because this is not like a two-minute throne of grace thing. I want to commit right now our spirit to this operation with God. I'm committing myself to begin operating more like this, amen, especially in the things I have no control of, which I don't like being in that situation no more than you do, amen. The Father, today, I present my spirit. We all present our spirit before you. We present our life, Father, to embrace wisdom. We ask to teach us the way of confidence in God. The way of wisdom, the way that wisdom will get involved with us. Today, we surrender. We choose the path of surrender. We choose the atmosphere of wisdom's house. We choose the counsel of wisdom. Today, we break agreement with the old man. Put your hand over your heart. I break agreement with the old man. I vow with all of my heart to not let him out. Not let him try to fix kingdom situations. I surrender him to the winnowing fork. I surrender to the winnowing fork so I can have this amazing, amazing thing called grace. For when I enter into the rest with my soul, when I enter into the stillness and the rest, when I cease from all the labors of my soul to fix situations, I can have grace. And where there is grace, there is the kingdom. We receive grace, Father, the grace of wisdom, the grace of supernatural counsel, the grace of conflict resolution. Done by the Spirit of God, the grace that will produce confidence. So no matter what circumstance we find in life, we'll know how to find the answer. Whew. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that he wants to intervene in our life. He wants to fix things. He doesn't want fires burning that are not fixed. That we just must do it his way. Remember my way, keep my way, says the Spirit of the Lord, keep my way. The way of wisdom is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, full of mercy and good fruit, without hypocrisy. Keep the way of wisdom. See, this atmosphere you feel right now, this is the atmosphere wisdom breeds truth from. Amen? Let's give Him glory. Hallelujah.